This is a paid program brought to you by Christ Temple Apostolic Faith Church. The views and opinions expressed are those of the sponsor and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this station or its management.
Oh, are you ready for your miracle? It's time for the apostolic truth.
Christ Temple.
Greetings in the precious, matchless, wonderful name of Jesus Christ, our King. I am Bishop Gabriel S. Halton, Senior Pastor of the Christ Temple Apostolic Faith Church, located in Cleveland at 860 Eddy Road, bringing to you the message of hope. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. I believe it is not by accident or coincidence that you have tuned in to this broadcast at this time, but it is by divine design of God to speak directly to your circumstance. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. So stop, listen, and be encouraged. And after the word of God goes forth, I'll be back with more announcements. Now let's go into the sanctuary where the word of God is already in progress. Look at your neighbor and just say, neighbor. The process carries purpose. And I don't believe our involvement, no matter how insignificant, is a coincidence. But it's to gain an edge. It's to learn a new skill or to educate for future references. Ooh, I like that. Because too often we go through things, and when we don't learn from the things that we've gone through, we have the proclivity to repeat those things over and over again. There's nothing wrong with a child being set back once, but if they haven't learned anything by being set back once, and they continue to do the same things they've done over and over again, they will never graduate. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to stay in the same class. Anybody like me? I want to graduate. Look at somebody and just tell them, say, neighbor, whatever you're going through places you in a position for promotion. You're in position. God is positioning you. You're being positioned for promotion. And listen, let me explain something to you real clearly. Your God is a God of increase. Your God is about productivity. Your God is about growth. Your God is about maturity. He never wants to find you in the same state that you were in, because he allows these things to come into your life for you to be educated enough to grow up a little bit. Will you just look at a neighbor and say, neighbor, you just got to grow up. You got to grow up. If you're still complaining and murmuring about what you've been through last year, there's something wrong with that. What have you learned from what you've been through? And if you're continuing to do the same thing over and over again, continue to go down the same road again and again, and continue to have the same problems with the same people again and again, I don't know about you, but something's got to give. And whether just for my own sanctity of mind, some people I have to leave behind me in order for me to embrace my promotion ahead of me. Oh, I wish I could talk to somebody. Will you just shake a neighbor hand and say, neighbor,
Grow up. That's what it means to be in the process. And when we undergo these occurrences of affliction, when we undergo these occurrences of struggle in our life, when we undergo these heartbreaking situations, when we undergo loss, if you please, our attitude has to respond in such a way that when we face these challenges again, we will be able to glorify God through our praise. In other words, what I've been through has taught me how to give God praise in every situation. What I've been through has taught me something about God that I did not know. What I'm going through right now, if I could just change the way I'm thinking about it, I can just change my attitude in my reality. That's where I need my spirituality to reveal to me God, even in my situation. That's when I need God. I need to see God above everything that I'm going through. Can we say hallelujah? Will you just lean over and just tell a neighbor, say, neighbor, see God. Because if you can learn to see God, no matter how great your circumstances, no matter how great your situation, if you could just learn to see God, God will give you the understanding and the confidence to know that he's right there by your side. Somebody ought to put their hands together and give God some praise for that note. It is, my brother and sister, about 30 years after the ascension of Christ, Peter and Silas, sometimes referred to as Silvanus, who helped Peter pen this letter in the Greek language to spread the good news of the gospel more easily. It is Peter whose name is changed by Jesus himself, who is referred to as the stone or a rock. It is Peter, the one who denied Christ but preached the gospel on the day of Pentecost, where 3,000 souls were saved, decided to write both to the Jews and to Gentiles, and who became Christians. He wrote to them to encourage Christians who were suffering for the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And the truth of the matter is, my beloved, although we may be as believers suffering in this life, they will not suffer forever. Look at your neighbor and just tell them, say, you won't go through this forever. I'm speaking faith over somebody who's going through something right now. Will you just look at a neighbor right quick in your eye and say, you won't go through this forever. Matter of fact, as soon as you change your disposition, as soon as you change your attitude, as soon as you start praising God instead of panicking over your situation, God will turn your situation around. I wish I had somebody that would believe what I'm saying tonight. Look at somebody in the eye and say, neighbor, oh neighbor, get ready to praise God no matter what you're going through. You ought to give him glory up in here. Will you just do me a favor and encourage somebody? Shake a neighbor's hand right quick and say, the preacher told me to encourage you that trouble don't last always. Tell them, say, weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. Tell them, say, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor seed begeth bread. Will you just look at them and tell them, say, no weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. And if you believe those things that your neighbor just begin to speak over your life, you ought to be able to put your two hands together and give God glory. Oh, come on and give him glory up in here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's the thing that we need. Everybody needs encouragement. Amen. Amen. Everybody needs encouragement. Everybody needs somebody to tell them you can make it. Everybody needs somebody to tell them run, go ahead on. God is by your side. Everybody needs to understand about the faithfulness of God. I want us to understand that even though we're going through suffering and persecution, affliction and pain, they are a part of the growth and the maturation process of a believer. Peter's name, who means rock, understand that he went through some things in order for him to get to the place where he could stand holding the keys to the kingdom. The thing that I want us to understand is that he wanted the believers to see and to comprehend the grace of God and how it continues to see them through the process. That's why the stuff that you went through last year, last month, last week didn't kill you, because God's grace saw you through the process. And so, in other words, he's writing this letter, and this is the conclusion of this chapter. And he gets to the conclusion of the chapter, and before he closes off and does the benediction, because the next verse deals with the benediction. And we understand the benediction really is not the end, but it is the beginning. In other words, when we do the beginning, when we do the ending of the service, we are given the benediction for you to go out and be productive in life. In other words, the word of God ought to encourage you to such a place. It ought to motivate you into such a place where no matter what you're going through, no matter how great the situation, no matter how tiresome you have been, no matter how weary you feel, there's something about being in church that ought to cause you to feel like you can make it another day. Will you just look at somebody and say, that's why I came here tonight, because I needed something to tell me that no matter how great things are, things can get better. I need somebody to tell me that things are going to turn around. I needed somebody to tell me that I don't care how long I've been in my state that I'm in, God has the power and the ability to bring me out all right. Will you look at your neighbor right quick and say, neighbor, you got to catch what Peter is saying, because he starts it by telling you, instead of looking at your problem, look at the grace of God. Y'all missed it. Because I've watched people do this. I've watched people. They've listened to the doctor, and they've listened to lawyers. They've listened to people who don't have their best interests at heart. And they begin to say things like, I don't know. I don't understand. I don't see how. But the truth of the matter is, what Peter does, he says, brother, I know you're going through these light afflictions, not only in degree, but in duration. These light afflictions, I want you to understand, are working for you. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, even what I'm going through is working for me, because it's drawing you closer to God's face. It's drawing you to a place where you can be in relationship with God like you never were before. Will you just do me a favor and shake a neighbor's hand and say, neighbor, this part of the message is so important. It is the substratum for everything else that happens tonight. Look at your neighbor in the face and say, neighbor, but the God of all grace. Oh, they didn't catch that. Will you grab another neighbor by the hand and say, neighbor, well, I'm not just playing with you tonight. I want you to recognize that no matter how bad your situation, no matter how much pain you've been going through, no matter how much worry you came in here with tonight, God gave you a word for your situation. I got some healing salve for somebody right now. You've been suffering in your mind, and the enemy has been fighting you all night long, trying to put doubt there where God should be, trying to put unbelief there where God should be. And God sent me here tonight to tell you he's the God of all. Okay, look at your neighbor right quick and say, neighbor, you better catch that, because the hell that you've been going through, you got to recognize that that word grace means that you don't deserve it, you didn't earn it, it's unmerited. God has given you divine assistance in every situation. The virtue comes from God. You wonder how you were able to stand. Some of y'all been through something, not just this year, but last year. You've been going through stuff stuff and you've been trying to figure out who deserves the glory. Well, let me stop by to tell you that even when you didn't feel it, and even when you didn't see it, and even when you didn't understand it, God's grace was in effect over your life. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Will you just do me a favor right quick and shake a neighbor's hand and say, neighbor, you're only here because of the grace of your God. It's unmerited, it's unlimited, it's unearned, and you owe him some praise for the grace that he's provided for you. Somebody. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Do me a favor, shake a neighbor's hand right quick and say, neighbor, grace has you when nothing else has you. He's a God of not just some grace, not just of winter grace or spring grace, but he's the God of all grace. Grace in the morning, grace when I can't understand, grace when pain is wrecking my body. Somebody ought to make I'm sorry. I get excited when I think about it. Do me another favor. Shake another neighbor's hand and say, neighbor, you've got to understand that your God is a God of grace. In other words, what Peter is saying, he said, I'm praying for you that when the devil is pursuing you, God's divine grace will hold you up in the midst of the storm when demons are fighting you and hell hounds are nipping at your heels. There's a grace for that. Slap a neighbor high five and say, neighbor, whatever you're going through, God's got a grace for that. God's got a grace for your pain. God's got a grace for your suffering. God's got a grace for your situation. If you know God's got a grace, throw your head back and say, thank you. Hallelujah. No wonder the writer said in the book of Hebrew, it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. No wonder David declared, he said, I will lift my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help, because my help comes from the Lord. That's what grace is. It's divine assistance when my family turned their back on me. I got grace there. When the job hand me a pink slip, grace is there. When the doctor give me up and walk out the room, grace said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. You ought to be glad about the grace of God. Hallelujah. Shake a neighbor's hand and say, neighbor, don't be worried about your adversaries, because when your devils surround you, grace has surrounded you. When demons send you texts, send you emails, and send you letters saying what they're gonna do to you, you ought to look at it and say, amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Is there anybody here that's got that testimony? I was lost, but grace found me. Since grace found me, and it's God's grace that gets the glory in everything. It was Brother Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter chapter number 16, chapter number 15, who wrote this, he said, but by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. He said, but I labored more abundantly than all they, yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. I feel like running tonight. Will you just look at a neighbor and say, you got to understand what Paul was saying. He said, everything that I've been through, I can't take credit for. My home, I can't take credit for. How I endured sickness in my body, I can't take credit for. It was the grace which was with me. Do me a favor. Can you lock arms with somebody and say, neighbor, just like you lock arms with a neighbor, you've got to recognize that all down through the years, grace was locked with you. It was grace that brought you through the accident. It was grace that brought you through the sickness. It was grace that saved you. It was grace that spared you. Rock a little bit with them and say, neighbor, as you go, grace goes with you. If you go to the left, grace will go with you. If you're up, grace will stand up with you. If you're down, grace will be down with you. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, thank God for grace, because grace brought me all the way. Look at the neighbor square in the face and say, neighbor, I understand a little better what Peter was talking about. But the God of all grace, I made it this far because grace was with me. I didn't die in the world because grace was with me. Friends turned their back on me, but grace was with me. Folks abandoned me, but grace was with me. They wouldn't answer the phone, but grace was with me. Do me a favor. Hold on to your grace. Take few steps to the left. Take two steps to the right. Look around you. I say, grace is still here. When everything else fails, God's grace is in the midst of it all. And I want you to understand that the God of all grace is working for you, who have called us to his eternal glory. Look at your neighbor and say, I've been called. Tell them, say, I've been summoned. That's why the devil's mad. God's got a call on my life. That's why problems in my home. And the greater the anointing, the greater the fight, the greater the power, the greater the devils. I wish somebody in here would help me preach tonight and tell a neighbor, say, neighbor, his grace has done it all for me. His grace brought me through the night. His grace brought me through the season. His grace. Shake a neighbor's hand and say, neighbor, stop questioning God about why and about how. Say, neighbor, just thank him for the grace attached to you. thank him, because he never lets you down. Thank him, because when it got rough, he increased the grace. Thank him, when folks said you wouldn't make it, he increased the grace. Grace, grace, grace. Thank him for his grace. Is there anybody here?
My God, what a word, what a word. To all my radio friends, I pray that this word today released a powerful shift into your life. Take the time to visit our website at ctafc860.org. Email me your prayer requests and consider planting a seed in the kingdom. Two services every Sunday. Remember, Christ Temple has Sunday night service as well. Every Sunday night at 7 p.m., I'm bringing a powerful revival word to the house. I want you to come out, be a part of what we're doing here. Also, don't forget, on every Wednesday, Hump Day Bible Study Wednesday night at 7 p.m., I want you to come out and hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. 860 Eddy Road. Remember, we're here for you. God bless you is our prayer. Sunday Night Live is all the way live. Say what? Say what? Say what? Sunday Night Live is all the way live. It's all the way live with praise to push you through your week. It's all the way live with preaching to resurrect your purpose. It's all the way live with power prayer personalized to confirm your destiny and add strength for your journey. Sunday Night Live is all the way live, when a second helping of fresh oil will fuel your faith and start your fears are in order. Bishop G and company get live Sunday nights at 860 Eddy Road, Cleveland, Ohio, at Christ Temple Apostolic Faith Church. For more information about Sunday Night Live, for prayer or spiritual counseling, call the church at 216-761-4101 or visit our website at ctafc860.org. Get live!
It's time for the apostolic truth.
Christ Temple on the
souls moon. Are being saved, people are being healed.
And by the preaching of the gospel, God's glory is revealed.
I'm ready for your miracle. It's time for the apostolic truth.
Christ Temple on the
The proceeding was a paid program brought to you by Christ Temple Apostolic Faith Church. The views and opinions expressed are those of the sponsor and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this station or its management.